Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great, big, vast world of ours. We're the change. We are who we are going to be. And a whole lot of other things. We make the decisions every day, every moment of what we want to do with life. So, today on Purpose Talk Radio, we are going to discuss superstitions and what we do with them. And I'll talk about that in just a moment, but first I want to give you some of the background information so that you can participate in this show and be a part of it and or share it with your friends, your family, and all the like on that. So the deal here today is that it is Friday, October 13th, 2017. And so, with that being said, you have a couple of ways that you can participate in this show. The first is you can call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. You can also listen via Skype. If you're on the show page, you can click on the Skype button and come on. Just press the number 1 so I know that you are wanting to be a part of the show. And you can also go to the chat room so that we can chat that way. And the last one is to go over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, where there is a post for the show pinned to the top. And every week we do pin that post there so that you can carry on some conversations, whether you're listening live or archived to the show. So the archive link, excuse me, I'm getting a little froggy in my chair today. Speaking of superstitions, the archive show is at the same link as the original show, so you can participate either way on that. If you want to be a guest on the show, we have a couple people waiting in line, which is good. A couple people that I've got to get back to. One that literally just emailed me again and reminded me that we wanted to schedule a time. If you want to be a guest on the show, you can do so by sending me an email to Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. And let us know. Now, all of our guests do talk about living their purpose, whatever that might mean to you, though. And we come to you every Friday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. Well, I shouldn't say every Friday, because we've been taking some intermittent time off, and we come to you when we know there's a topic and a reason to come on. So that's where we are on that. If you have some products or services you'd like to have for our guests, we do have a sponsorship program as well. And you can get a hold of me at that same email, Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com. So having said that, the song that you heard, both of them are True Trinity songs. First one being I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. The second being Purpose Talk Radio theme song, or Purpose Talk Media theme song, excuse me. And the vocalists on both of them are Jillian Clark, the writers, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. And you can find them at truetrinity.com, truetrinity.com. All right. Having said all of that fun stuff, today, like I said, I want to talk a little bit about superstitions, some of where they come from, some of the history behind them. And I know the title of the show had absolutely nothing to do with a real word. But the idea of superstition versus supercisions, meaning the decisions we make in our lives, is where that came from. And we can do that based on our own history, based on our own understanding, and we can make them, like just about everything we talk about on the show, we can make them a positive or negative, as we choose to do it. For instance, Friday the 13th. What's interesting is that for many people, Friday the 13th is considered a day of bad luck. Now, it comes somewhat out of the movie, Friday the 13th. And, you know, if someone asked the writer of that show, I don't know if they'd ever know that why they came up with the title. I'd be real curious, honestly, by myself, where that might have come from. There are some people that, therefore, because of that, fear the 13th. They don't want anything to do with it. They think that, you know, something bad's going to happen. They don't even get out of bed or go to work Friday the 13th. Some people do a lot of different things on that, around that day. On the other hand, and therefore even don't even do anything with the 13th. It's freaky. It's scary. It's, you know, it's a bad luck number if they get it in the lottery. On the other hand, the funny part is my mom loves the number the 13th. It is her lucky number. If something happens on the 13th, it's her lucky day. They were married on June 13th. You know, for instance, there's a lot of other lucky things that happen for her. A lot of people going to bingo, choose B, make sure they have a card with B13 on it because it's considered a lucky number. The 13th marker in golf, it's considered a lucky one. I don't know why. I was trying to find that out a little bit. There's a couple of pieces on it. Kind of pretty long on it. And I can post some of these links and some of these things where I'm getting these histories from into the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page and the post as well so that you can see some of these things. In fact, I'm going to put the one in there right now about the golfing. So what can we do with that? What do we do with them? How do we make them good or bad? And how can we create our own superstitions? I'm going to go through a couple more of the histories of things and how they came to be. Now, the Friday the 13th piece, the funny part about it is, as far as I'm concerned, is that that day was not originally a bad luck day. It didn't come about the best that we can figure out until the 20th century. Superstitions in and of themselves are said to be irrational actions, thoughts, the like. On the other hand, they keep some people grounded for whatever reason. They keep other people in fear. I'm trying to find the one that I had about Friday the 13th being the history behind it. So I apologize. I had the window open and now it is just not coming available to me for some reason. But do know that, like I said, that part of it was not even created until back into the 20th century. And it was from 1301, and one of the emperors, I believe it was, killing people on that day, and that's where that came from, and that's why it came about. When I find it, I will come back and let you know about it in general. So here are some other ones. Have you all heard about throwing salt? Aha, I have my trusty co-producer back here that pulled it up for me. I appreciate that. Okay, let's see. My screen does not want to enlarge for me to read it, but it will do it. Thank you. Okay, so it was, yes, the Knights Templar, exactly. Okay, largely associated with the, as we mentioned, the Thomas Lawson 1907 book, Friday the 13th, and later the movie, when the notorious stock market promoter, who was essentially a turn-of-the-century Wolf of Wall Street, wrote the book about the fictional stockbroker crash, stock crash. That is correct. Thank you. And then later, they first mentioned Friday the 13th in the media. There is more to that, though. I find it. It was a notice in the New York Times from March 14th, 1908. Thank you very much, Joy. But I'll find the other one, too. And so that's where that originally piece came from. So, you know, we also have people now, like today, we may find out that the stock market will not be very active because of people's superstition about it crashing again on a Friday the 13th. Even though, again, that was a fictitious piece of information. So we have some other ones. Like I said, we have boy, there's any number of ones that we can pick and choose from that we'd like to talk about. But I'd like to talk about some of the reasons behind some of these. So one we have is walking under a ladder. And people think that they should not walk under a ladder because it will bring bad luck. So give you a second to think about why that might be. Probably a few people know why and what it is. Well, walking under a ladder was said to be bad luck because it broke the triangle of the Trinity. You know, the three sides being a building, the ladder, and the ground. And so if you walked into that, you broke the power, the strength of the Trinity. Now, personally, when I get that being the meaning, I kind of want to walk into it. I want that power of the Trinity. I also figure it's much safer to be under the ladder than it is walking right behind it where someone might fall back or drop something on my head. Because usually the triangle of the ladder, when it's a ladder, if you walk under it, you're covered by the roof or whatever building it's leaning against as well. So that's kind of my thought and my decision on that. Now, will I always walk under a ladder? No, because things can get dropped on your head just as well from the ladder too if they're holding things and kind of walking up it. So, you know, it's your decision. Whatever you'd like to interpret that. You can always do it. There are ones that are considered good luck as well, like throwing salt over your shoulder. And put salt over their shoulder. Originally, that came if you spilled the salt, you had to throw a pinch over your shoulder. And the reason for that was because of the value of salt. When it was originally created, salt was, I don't want to say almost as valuable as gold, but for many people it was. You know, it was for seasoning, it was for curing, it was for all of that with the foods that were concerned. And so it was very valuable. Let's see, some other ones that are out there. What do you know? I'd like to ask you to participate in this show with some of the superstitions you might have. You can call 347-205-9074 if you'd like, 347-205-9074. So let's see, how about the itchy palm? Anybody know what that one is? It's supposed to be for good luck. But at the other end, it's considered a euphemism, so to speak, for someone who's greedy or really wants, you know, insatiable desire for money. So back with, in Julius Caesar, you know, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, Brutus is the one who said, "Let me tell you, you yourself are as much condemned as to having an itchy palm." And he said it to Cassius. But most people believe, or some people believe, that if it's the right palm that itches, you'll meet someone new. If it's the left one, then money's coming. Now figure that out. So, okay, so which way would you like it to be? Do you want your friends or new friends, or do you want money? And then try to figure it out, which palm is it at any given time to then think about it? Most of us will not. You know, I struggle to think about what does right brain do and what does left brain do. I'm not going to remember which palm is going to be itchy to bring me someone new in my life or money. So if that happens in a moment and I decide to be into the superstition, I'm just going to take whichever one I want. Oh, gee, somebody's coming. And go with that. Again, an idea to make our own decisions about some of these things. Now, you're also not supposed to scratch your palm when that happens, because it will counteract that good luck. It will stop it from coming. Unless, of course, now there is an exception to this. Unless you scratch your hand on wood or brass. Now, talk about an intense, very complicated superstition that I bet most people did not even know was part of the superstition. So go ahead on any given day, figure it out. Oh, so I want to go back to the latter one because I did find one of the pieces that I wanted to do that. If you accidentally walk under a ladder, you can counteract the bad luck of walking under a ladder, it says in this article, by placing your thumb between your index and your middle finger and holding it for at least 5 seconds, or crossing the fingers of both hands while calling upon the sign of the cross to protect you from evil. Really now? Ah, sigh. Okay. So there's another one right there. Crossing your fingers. Crossing your fingers for good luck, right? Okay. So why? Anybody know why that is? It's kind of an easy one, actually. The crossing the fingers, as some people think about it, is to indicate the Christianity again. It comes back to, a lot of stuff comes back to a Christian background or a biblical background. So it's kind of interesting where these come from. It is, and it has to be your index and your middle finger. Wards off spirits and witches and, you know, all these things that are supposed to be whatever, a bad day. It, you know, it's said to originally be from the early Christians or even pre-Christianity, but nobody really knows that. However, you know, the reason that we say that is it's not known well with Muslim or Buddhist cultures in particular. Who knows? On the other hand, it's during early times when Christianity was kind of outlawed that people used this to show that they were of a Christian sect. So that seems a little more plausible to me than just doing it for good luck. In fact, that seems to make a whole lot more sense to me, that it would be a symbol between two people to say they were Christian and that they could be friendly toward each other. And it was not known by originally by the other side. Good, bad, indifferent. Don't know. So, black cats. Anyone know where the black cats came from? The history behind the black cats, again, is it was associated with witchcraft. Why? Who knows? Black and witchcraft are considered not to be positive things. But you know what? Then you have the discussion of whether it's a good witch or a bad witch, like in The Wizard of Oz, or good magic or bad magic, as in some of Harry Potter, or witches that were burned at the stake, or, you know, again, and then you have people that associate witchcraft with Wiccan, and therefore their religion and their religious belief is bad. And I've heard, please nobody clobber me on this, I've heard that Wiccans or other religious people burn cats, and therefore that's how that became to be the negative. And you know, black in and of itself has somehow become a negative thing. You know what, though? Those of us that have experienced darkness due to eyesight, due to illness, due to whatever, have come to realize and to know very well that that is not necessarily the end of the world. It's not something that is all bad. But yet somehow black cats have gotten this bad rap. Here's my take on that. The black cats got the bad rap because they couldn't be seen as well at night, and therefore just scared people, because they could come up near them without people really seeing them. Whereas a white or gray or some other color usually would catch the light and people would see those colors much more easily than the black cat. So how's that one for an idea? Let's see. What are the kind of fun ones can we think of? How about the horseshoe? Find a horseshoe. It's good luck. Find a four-leaf clover. It's good luck. I don't know yet if I found a four-leaf clover. I thought I have. But I don't know. I don't know if it's been real four-leaf clover. If it's been a clover with just a little extra add to it. Supposedly a four-leaf clover doesn't exist, but I sure thought I've seen them. And who's really going to look at the ground, needing some good luck, and go hunt down four-leaf clovers? Oh, I'm going to go to the patch and go find the clover in the field, and I'm going to just look for it just to get some good luck. Oh, yes. The joys of some of these superstitions, and as we think of them. Again, we have the choice. We do have the choice here. What we don't want to do with that. The part about the horseshoe. It is considered one of the luckiest symbols of all. But you have to make sure the open end is pointed toward you, or it's pointed up, or it's not pointed down, or something like that going on. I can't even remember it now. You can't have it point. Oh, I know what it is. You can't have it point down because the luck will fall out of it. If you put it up on a wall or somewhere, it has to point up so that it holds the good luck. So what happens if you put it in front of a broken mirror? I wonder. Because, of course, a broken mirror is bad luck. You get 7 years bad luck if a mirror breaks. Okay, now, how many people have had what they consider some bad luck and have thought and remembered, oh my gosh, 5 years ago I broke a mirror. That must be the reason for my bad luck. Now understand, I'm not, you know, knocking any of these for people that really do believe in them, although I am having people consider different reasons behind them. The beginning of that broken mirror. Maybe not the very beginning, but where it came from is that the mirror is a reflection of our soul. So breaking the mirror would be harmful to your soul. Now, of course, there is a way to break that chain of bad luck with the mirror also. You have to take the broken mirror outside and bury it in the moonlight. Now, it doesn't say whether it has to be a full moon or a partial moon. As we go into that, also, you know, people believe the full moon has got some powers unto itself. It has powers of cleansing. It has powers of making people kind of strange in their actions, makes people more hyper. A lot of times. No, I've worked at a nursing home. And that piece about people being more energized, so to speak, and doing some strange things when there's a full moon, I don't know if I call it a superstition or reality. For me, it was reality because often the residents would just, everybody would be in this mood, this, I don't even know how to explain it. You know, they'd be doing really quirky things and it would be a big majority, not the usual individuals here or there. You know, and it would just be one of those days where everybody needed some extra attention. And very often I'd get outside and I'd start heading home and, oh my, wouldn't you know it, we'd have this full moon beaming me in the face. Is there anything I could do about it? No. I could just kind of say, oh, is that the reason? Gave me a reason for some strange activity sometimes. And it allowed me to say, breathe. Oh, here's the excuse. Strangely enough, it calmed me sometimes, knowing that that was the reason. And not this, just that the residents were just getting all freaky for some reason. It was a calming situation for me. I don't know why. But I think that's in general what superstitions do. They give people a calming, it gives them a reason for things to be happening. I see there's lots of, I'm getting a bunch I'll read out of the chat room in a little bit. And let's see. So, yeah, I think that's really what, you know, originally I said that superstitions are said to be irrational. But you know what? I don't necessarily believe that. Again, I believe it's a way for people to have things happen when they don't have an explanation for them. Oh, I want to back up a second because something just popped up on my screen too about the horseshoe. Okay, so if you find the horseshoe, here you go again, and you have to remember to do all this. You have to pick it up with your right hand, spit on one end, make a wish, toss it over your left shoulder, leave it where it lands. That's another theory on it. Or place the horseshoe over the entrance to your home with the end open ends up. It allows for the horseshoe to fill with good luck for everyone living there. And another one says that the number of nails that are left in the horseshoe reveal how many years of good luck are coming your way. Now, you know, I'm thinking that in most cases, the reason the horseshoe's fallen off is because it's worn out. There aren't nails left in most of them. So, okay, so find the horseshoe, hang it up, and realize you don't have good luck anymore. There's nothing left. You know, we make our own good luck in a lot of cases. We really do. Oh, I know another one. Opening the umbrella inside will cause it to rain. Now, we have rain dances. We have rain songs. We have all kinds of fun things for rain. Supposedly, opening the umbrella in the rain offends the sun god. You know, I'd like to look at it differently as, hey, if I want it to rain, if we need rain, maybe we should open the umbrella inside. How about that? Again, have the choice. I've also heard people, if they have an umbrella outside when it's the sun's out, you know, that's magical. I don't know. Just don't know. Let's see. The old song. It wasn't a song. I was going to say knock three times on the window. No. You know, knocking on wood. You know, we think about things, so we say things. That's a, you know, knock on wood. It's going to be a good day, knock on wood. It comes out of my mouth, but it slips off my tongue very easily. And I don't really necessarily believe that. You know, it came back from when people thought that God lived in trees. You know what? To me, God lives everywhere. You can take that or leave that. You can leave that any way you wish. So whether I knock on trees, whether I knock on a door, whether I knock on a wall that's made of something, am I trying to get God's attention? Maybe. You know, the part of that is, originally, they were supposed to knock on a tree to ask the gods for a favor, knock on the bark. And then, when the favor was granted, they had to come back to the same tree and knock lightly again on it. So I wonder if they didn't, did their good luck go away? Maybe. Maybe not. I bet people don't know about the second half of that superstition. It has just come to knock on wood. Another piece of it again. It may have originally come out of Christians thanking for good fortune and representative of Jesus dying on the cross, made of wood. Who knows? So, come back to the original point of this. There are various superstitions in and around the world. They come, they go, they change. What's popular changes. Whatever we do, we have the decision to use it, not use it, believe it, not believe it. Some come from one culture, some from another. It all varies. Some are known in some parts of the world, some in others. I want to give you a couple that are from a variety of parts of the world in a little bit. As we look at what's available and what's not. And so that you know that a lot of these come from the United States. A lot of these come from religious backgrounds. I would challenge folks, just for the heck of it, to go out and create their own superstition today. You can, you know, you can choose what you want with it. You know, if you want to believe something, that's your choice. That's the cool part about life. You know, as our theme song says, I am who I am. And because of that, you can choose what you want to do. You don't have to believe it because someone else does. You don't have to believe it because someone wrote about it, someone said it, something, something, something. You have your choice. And you can unto yourself. You can create your own superstition. That's what I tend to want to believe at this point. So, there you go. There's a lot of them. You know, if lightning strikes twice, yeah, that's another one that just came to my mind. I'll give you one that I bet people don't realize is a superstition, but again, came out of a superstition. Saying God bless you when someone sneezes. Some thoughts are that it wards away a cold or whatever. In 6th century Europe, folks were congratulating each other when they sneezed because they believed that that person was expelling It's not for a wish to keep people healthy, as I think is the current trend and the current belief on that. You know, some people believe that the stronger your sneeze was, if you sneeze too hard, actually, you could release your soul into the world. Really, now? You know, that bless you would keep it safe at home. I don't know where some of that came from. I guess the Black Plague was part of it. You know, again, there's that black. You could follow up by making the sign of the cross. It's a good measure when you bless someone. That's just an extra little connection. You know, there's so many out there. I'm going to go into the chat room because I know someone has been feverishly and gratefully typing some things for me. Okay, so here we go. And I'm just going to kind of read them. For some reason, my enlarging is not working well, so I'm going to have to try to just enlarge these screens a little bit as they come about, or as I can. So, let's see. So let's go back to the Friday the 13th. I read part of that. Here's the one that I was looking for. Thank you very much, Joy. At daybreak on Friday the 13th in 1307, hundreds of Templars in France were simultaneously arrested by agents of Philip the Fair to be later tortured into admitting heresy, in the order. Another way that Friday the 13th became the scapegoat for some things. There's a blog here. Goody. We can share that in the Purpose Talk Radio conversations also. That includes some of this. There's the one, 1306. Philip the IV had every Jew in France arrested and their property confiscated. Templars were under the direction of the Pope, and Philip the IV fabricated rumors of sodomy, blasphemy, witchcraft against the Templars. That's the one I knew about. In July of 1307, Edward I of England died, and the Templars lost their powerful friend. So that's a lot more on the Friday the 13th. So we can share that in the chat room as well. Or we purpose off radio conversations. There are, you know, suspicions about Halloween that many of us know and are very aware of. And that's, of course, coming up, you know, the end of the month. So, cool. You're going to have to share all these over there, Ms. Joy. Wow, she has a lot from La Vie Sereine magazine. I hope I said that right. It took me so long to be able to do that. And I don't even know if I still did it right. She can let me know. But there's a lot of things with Halloween. You know, All Hallows Eve, the spirits coming out of the ground and coming to haunt people. And there are so many traditions around the trick-or-treat and things like that. I think that's probably the most common time. If we see bats flying around our house on Halloween, it's a sign of ghosts and spirits nearby. I don't know. A bat appeared. It wasn't at Halloween, but appeared in the lounge at school over the summer when I was there. I was hanging out late into the night, and a bat got in through a window. Actually, no, the bat got in through the fireplace, the chimney, and came in that way. And I only know that because I heard the fluttering as it came in, and I thought it was a bunch of birds. I heard the chirping stuff, and I looked around, and I couldn't see anything, and I thought maybe it was just in a nest or something. And the next thing I know, this thing is flying around, and I kind of thought it was a bird, and I ran out to security, and the security guard walks in and tells me it's a bat, and I just, Now, I could have been really superstitious about a bat flying around me, but it wasn't that in general. It was that anything was flying around where I was trying to study, and I could have been, you know, as far as I was concerned, I could have been bit, I could have been scratched, I could have been any of that, because something was in a place where it was not meant to be, where it was in a different location from what it should have been. Those were the reasons for my fear of the bat. Not any other reason at all, because it was a superstition or because it was something bad for me. It was just because, simply that, it was not where it was supposed to be. So, needless to say, I've been a little freaked out when I've gone into that lounge a few times now because of the bat flying around. So we have, of course, going into cemeteries. Hold your breath when you drive by the cemetery, because evil spirits can't enter your body then. Those born on Halloween are said to have the gift of second sight, the power to ward off evil spirits. Spiders. If you see a spider on Halloween, it means that the spirits of the dead are watching over you. There's many of those. So we're going to share this whole piece over on Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, if Joy hasn't done that already. Let's see. Stepping on a crack, break your mother's back. Remember that as a kid? You know, we couldn't step on cracks as we were walking on the sidewalk. You had to walk between them. I have no idea where that came from. I'm going to try and look as I keep talking here and find out where the heck that came from. And find out. There we go. You can find out anything on the internet. Step on a crack, superstition. Let's see. Got this from the Psychic Library. Step on a crack, break your mother's back. The superstition originated back in the late 19th and early 20th century when racism, here we go again, was prevalent in society. The original unkind verse is believed to be either step on a crack and your rule. You know what? I can't do this. Let's just say it is a racial thing. And I guess what has happened is it has evolved. And, let's say I like the evolution a little better than I like the original. Because the original has no use in today's society. So I'm going to just, because it was a very derogatory piece, so I'm not even going to go there, because I just don't believe those kinds of things on this show. They have no place for being on the show. So I apologize for having had to do that quickly. If anybody really wants to know, they can look it up for themselves. Because I'm not going to go there with it. We have you know, the deal with baseball players spitting in the hand. They have that. They have yeah, that would be some of them. That chat, that link didn't work right. Let's try this again. You know, you have sports characters that have such things as, you know, they wear the same kind of socks every game. Once they win the game, they have to wear those same socks. They have their shirt on the same way. Or their hat has to be tilted just the right direction. If they happen to have a lucky handkerchief in their pocket, they have to have that again. There's lots of superstitions there with sports players. And no matter where you are on that, at all levels of sports do that. I can't remember what it was with my nephew. There was something when he was playing football. And there was a reason that he had something. Oh, and my computer's about to go crashy. There was something with when he played football that he had something on what it was. And so, okay, you know, the clothes didn't get washed or something didn't happen. And as I'm going to have to reboot, I'm going to jump onto the phone here in a second. So, you know, we have all of these things to look at as an example and be. Maybe I have to. So, you know, I'm going to think I'm going to leave those. I was trying to find some unusual ones, so, and I didn't have it. Now, the fun part is, if we look for superstition around the world, the people on superstition is it causes fear. It comes irritation. However, for many people, they don't believe that as being irrational. There are superstitions on body parts. You know, if we get a eyelash in our eye, if fingernails are cut before a certain age, if clocks show the same figures, very often 11-11 is said to be a good luck one. Walking on one side of a pole or another, as we said, Friday the 13th, ladybugs, wishbones, gambling numbers, all of these things, lots of things to do with various holidays. You know, you can't, what side of the table you can sit on or can't sit on. If you prick your finger while you're sewing, you know, there are many, many things. Even a pregnancy, if your belly, if the belly of your mother is a certain direction. I don't know what that would be, the cheese one, where they have the cheese for 13 months curing. And
when the baby's born, there's this great big block, and basically what happens is then everybody celebrates with the cheese, eating the cheese, and the baby's passed through it on the day of its christening to for good luck for the baby as it grows up. You know, fishermen throw back their first fish. Actors and actresses, same as sports characters. You know, if they get a job a certain way, you know, things in their dressing room that they have to have for a good show. You know, there are so many, putting coins in your shoes. Many, 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 many things out there. You know, we have, again, we have the choice. So I'll give you one other one that's read out of Lovisa Wren. And we'll put the full link, the link to the whole thing down. And the whole thing here. So, okay. So I'm going to read it right out of here and hopefully I get the right parts. So sailing a ship across the seas, navigating the stars, keeping healthy and fit were all the vital importance of men at sea. Nothing could be left to chance when handling the rigging, the battening hatches, or dealing with dangers such as cats, women, fingernail clippings, or bananas. So women weren't allowed. They could pick almost any day to sail, except preferably a Sunday, but not on a Thursday. Thursday was deemed unfavorable sailing day. The Friday, ever since Jesus' crucifixion, Friday was considered unlucky. Couldn't do the first Monday of April because it's when biblical Cain is said to have slain, or the second Monday in August, because that day was to be believed when the kingdoms of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. Okay, there you go. Almost every day they could say it like that. It's saying we have no bananas. Bananas and bad luck have gone together like pirates and wenches for more than three centuries. In the 1700s, the bulk of ships had disappeared when carrying bananas as cargo. Those ferrying the ships did not see them in mere coincidence. Bananas also ferment very quickly and were blamed for emitting toxic fumes. Really? I think they just I wish they'd be toxic to these fruit flies that come around when I have bananas around. As if they weren't enough for the poor monkey fruit. They were said to attract, there we go, a nasty spider whose bite meant instant death. To this day, many mariners take precautions not to carry bananas, sometimes going so far as to avoid banana-scented suntan lotions. Wow. So, yeah, there are many, many, many ones on here. I didn't even realize all these ones were on here. Here's the last one that I think I'll get out of here. So, out of sight, those on land were warned never to watch ship as it went out of sight over the horizon, or that ship could fall off the edge of the world, never to be seen again. Well, guess what? We know that the ship can't fall off because it is around the world. And since it is a round world, they can't fall off. So that one, luckily, has been, has been changed. So, okay, so here's some from around the world. And then I'm going to call this show, I think, a bit of a wrap, hopefully. Let's see if I can find the ones that I want. And go with it. So in Turkey, okay, in Turkey, you have to think twice before taking, and this may be interesting for some travelers too on this one. If you go to Turkey, you want to think twice before taking a chewing gum, because if you do it at night, you're actually eating rotting flesh. Yeah, I don't think so. That could be careful about that. The thing about the cheese, you know, we've heard about Swiss cheese and all that. It was called grown cheese in medieval England. The mother had this wheel of cheese. It matured for the 9 months before the baby was born, and then the baby would be passed through that hole that they ate to meet the rind, because that would need to be there for the baby. Any of you have your favorite stone being an opal? Well, there is a superstition around that as well. It is said to bring bad luck to those who wear it. I know some people that wear it for good luck because they love it. Again, a choice, a decision. But that came from the best-selling novel Anne of Geierstein by Sir Robert Scott in 1829, when the Lady Hermione was falsely accused of being a demon as she dies shortly after a drop of holy water accidentally falls on her opal jewelry and changes its color. The book had such an effect on the image of the opal that shortly after its publication, the opal market crashed and opal prices dropped by 50%. Interesting. So, all right. I'm going to put this show to a rest. And like I said, I think I'm going to, counting things. If you see various birds, if you see various animals, if there can be a superstition to just about any and everything that exists in this world. If you want to choose something, if you want to be something, you can find a superstition for it. So on this Friday the 13th, I'm going to wish you the luck of the number 13. Because I do believe that it is luck that we make, that we choose to, like everything else, that we choose to have. That we choose to be a part of. It's our decisions. So we can take the superstition and we can make it good or we can make it bad. We can choose to pull the positive out of a negative. We can make the change that we want in the world. And, pretty much for every bad luck superstition, there's a good luck one to turn it around. So, my friends, it's up to you. So, I'll give one last shot if anybody's out there wanting to come on the show, 347-205-9074. I thank you, Joy, for putting those other superstitions and those links in there. We're going to share those links over on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations because she has a whole lot of articles of other ones that are out there. I'll share some of the links of the ones that I found online also for you. We do always leave this show with a affirmation of some kind. And so I would like to do that today. And the affirmation for the day is, affirmation, if I spell it correctly, is, let's see, what is the affirmation? I can't make it an I am statement. Let's see. I choose to turn. No. If I got one, I'll take it. There we go. Came to me. I am solely responsible for how I accept these superstitions in the world. Simple. Maybe not quite a typical affirmation, but I think it will work. I think it will work for today. Oh, I like that one better. I like that one better. So I think I'll put a second affirmation out there. Thank you, Joy. I'm gonna put a second one in there. A second affirmation for today. And I like that even better. Is I choose. Live my life in reverence, not fear. I love, I love, I love. That really says it even a little better. I'm going to leave both of them up there. Folks can pick, choose, whatever they want. And go with that. So, folks, this is pretty much closing up this show of Purpose Talk Radio. Again, we broadcast every Friday that we choose to have a topic. We will be having one for sure October 27th as we round out Meet the Blind Month. Blindness Awareness Month is what it's been changed to. I wanted to do something for deaf awareness. It's kind of tough to do because I need to be in the room or have an interpreter, and it kind of delays the broadcast, so I missed that this last week in September, but we will do the one about blindness awareness, as that is such a near and dear topic to my heart and my life, and has a lot to do with the reason for who and what I am right now. So we'll be doing that. On November 3rd, we will be having a guest. Actually, the October 27th, we will have two guests with some very great backgrounds and careers that they've pursued in spite of the characteristic of blindness. On November 3rd, we will have a gentleman talking about past life healing, and he will be doing some past life readings for folks, brief ones. So if you're interested in that, please come listen to that show. And I have two other guests. We just got to get some dates on them of when to put them on. Again, as all of our guests are talking about purpose and how people came to know it, how they came to achieve it, some ideas that they might be able to share with you. But purpose is however you define it. It's not just a livelihood. Sometimes it has a specific aspect to it. Sometimes it's just doing something you love for the sake of loving it and doing it. It really doesn't matter. However you define purpose. I'd love to have you be on the show if you are interested. or if you know someone who is living their purpose. You can get a hold of me at Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com, to share who that might be, and when we can set up some time to chat and get all the specifics to put you on the show. I don't know if I will have one next week, because I get to, out of my purpose, go with a friend to hear Wynonna Judd in concert and have dinner. She's moved out of the area, and so I am thrilled to be able to go enjoy the evening with her, and we can celebrate and have fun. The next day I have a big vendor show with my travel partner, business colleague, someone who I have loved, come to love also, with My City, My Biz in Milwaukee, which is a wonderful sharing with entrepreneurs and people interested in working with, purchasing from local business owners. That doesn't mean they don't do things nationally or internationally, but they are right here in the Milwaukee area. So if anybody's in the Milwaukee area, come on by My City, My Biz on October 21st. And I have links to that on my personal page, on my True Visions Media page. I've been sharing it this week. They are looking for a couple more vendors there as well. If you are in the area, I would love to have you be a part of it. They also do a training university for people who are in business. So that's going to be a tight weekend. So I'll see about the October 19th show. I'm not quite sure yet. And I also have another vendor fair that I'm doing November 4th and 5th with my photography and the note cards that I'm making. And that has been just a blast. I got to tell you, it's very careful that I have to not focus on the things I love doing, the book I'm editing, the photography, the just fun stuff, going out and being in nature this time of year. I have to refocus and stay focused on school, because I know that's my priority, and yet I know that these other things really feed my soul. So we'll be talking more about some of these things with some of these other guests as well, and what feeds our soul every day, every year. I did mention travel. I didn't mention at the beginning of the show. This show is brought to you by True Visions Travel, a ever-evolving travel company. As I learn more and more about various trips, parts of the world, and we don't know it all. We really don't. And I'm learning more every day about that. But you can get a hold of us at TrueVisionsTravel.com. TrueVisionsTravel.com, as a sponsor of this show. Purpose Talk Radio, as I said, is brought to you every Friday that we have a topic at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. I think I have all the fun stuff talked about and shared here, unless I've missed anything that I can't think of immediately. We'll put all the posts over at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, these links. I'd love for you to share the show with those that you think might be interested in it. And as we go out with our day, our song's positive news song, just because it's fun again. And again, reminds us that we can make everything positive or find a positive out of it. It's not saying we don't go through the negative things, because we do. And sometimes they're necessary for us to learn from. But we have the choice to turn it around. And then the Purpose Talk Radio theme song, I Am Who I Am, by True Trinity, the writers Jillian Clark and myself on both of them, and Rachel Grace added to us on the Purpose Talk Radio theme song. So with that, I send you off on your week. Until next week. Soul blessings, and thanks for listening.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. Change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.